settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin. Meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Hello, I'm Sylvie Avery, and welcome to the Spirit's Work Show, the show that is designed to help you unravel the truth about the nature of your existence, and that is your physical and non-physical existence. Through our gift of mediumship, my husband Mick and I are able to bring you communication direct from the spirit world, from deeply loving but highly evolved people who care about our welfare and the well-being of our planet. The idea is that armed with knowledge, we can become self-empowered, by creating our own reality based on truth and the awareness of the bigger picture of life.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com on Mondays at 9 p.m. PST and Thursdays at 2 p.m. PST, we also have another radio show called Spirit Teaching on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. PST. If you would like to know more about us, our books and our work, we suggest you go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. I'm a deep trance medium, and on the show each week, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who had an Earth life 300 years ago, and because he is the spokesperson for a group of highly evolved individuals from all walks of life and specialist subjects, we are able to bring knowledge and wisdom that could never be gained in any other way. When I go into trance, my consciousness and my spirit will be taken and transported by the scientific members of the team, and Gregory will borrow my body to speak with you. I will not know of anything that has transpired during this time, and so unfortunately, I miss everything of the show. Anyway, I'll say goodbye for now, and that's it. That's my part.
Sometime after Gregory's physical death in 1723, Gregory was asked if he would like to train to be the representative of an educational group. This group is called the White Cloud Group, and they consist of many high minds and experts from all avenues, including ordinary people who have a valuable input to make. This is why through our shows and our books, we hope to cover just about every subject conceivable. It's all about observations and facts, and this may also then help those who are to come after us, who want a physical life on Earth. Our aim as the mediums for the group is to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others, and to restore the balance and the well-being of the planet. And I do believe Gregory is with us.
Hello, dear friend.
Hi, Gregory.
With love and light, as always, dear friend.
Thank you.
And it is such a privilege to be able to speak with you at this time.
Well, thank you. The privilege is ours, I'm sure. So, today we're going to be talking about gratitude.
Yes, I do believe it is one of those little words people seldom actually relate to on a physical level, let alone in a spiritual way. You may take some energies which come from gratitude as being a normal part of everyday life, which of course it is. You give thanks for some event which has happened to you, be friends perhaps, be it acquaintances, be it situations of natural occurrence in which you are grateful to survive. It may well be that all of those pieces of energy which come from that are really there to underline your life in helping you to think that you are significant in the way that you have overcome obstacles, which of course you are quite significant. It isn't just, my dear friends, that you have developed your physical brain and therefore enabled your conscious state to revere in these delightful energies. It isn't just that you have become practiced morally to understand the differences between right and wrong, between good positive karma, if you like, and negative karma you bring upon yourself or upon others through your actions. So much of this really is to do with the very energy of the nature of your inner being, because surely if you appreciate something which a friend has done for you, you give thanks to them. Sometimes this giving thanks is in a very small way. You may not even say it to their face. but you may actually feel it in your heart that you are grateful for the assistance you have received. Sometimes this thankfulness or gratefulness comes into an energy where you are aware that what you have been given is something to an answer of a problem that you may have. Therefore, someone else's input has increased your knowledge about a certain facet of life. In true gratitude, you would surely give a little piece of the energy back to the person who has given to you. Does it make a difference, then, if the energy someone has given to you or the result of some physical action is done there purely because it is their job to do it? Would you still give them thanks? Would you still be grateful for their input into your life? For some cultures, of course, they are very grateful for all input that anybody makes into anyone's life, and that is because culturally they have been brought up into thinking that way. It is a social adjustment which has been made, so therefore, then, it is part of the sequence of environmental change which has happened to your upbringing, allowing you to understand the full nature of the energy passed between you. It doesn't matter whether you actually understand it or feel it specifically as energy, but what is important is that you bring in the energy coming from someone else, and then you give a little bit of it back again. You say, well, thank you very much for that. I am most grateful to you.
Mm-hmm.
So in just these little ways, human beings may not actually realize just how much this tête-à-tête, this bringing of energy from one source and giving part of it back, is to do with the situation, as I say, that you have brought up to be socially exchangeable with. It is through this mechanism that you show appreciation for one another's value. And that is a very important custom human beings have. It is what makes human beings more friendly to one another. It is one of those elite energies which have been brought about because of the close proximity of large groupings of people. In a society, you would expect there to be great differences between some people and the energies which are exchanged between them. At times when elements of society have broken down, it is usually because the edifice of gratitude has disappeared. You understand this is a very important energy people feel is really significant in their lives.
Mm.
In the spirit world, it is no different. But it actually takes a different form, and I will explain that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see that what happens perhaps in a place which is extremely negative or something like that, perhaps full of people who have not received gratitude from one another, who have not actually received this kindness transfer from one person to another, as I say and explain, it is a very important energy central to a person's thought and feelings of well-being.
I can see that, yes. I can see how the communications would break down and friendships can break down through lack of this appreciation.
Yes, of course, because it is something, it is really an energy which underpins someone's ability and their promise. So we can see that people in this state of negativity have great difficulty because they are not appraised. They are not beautified by the energy of thankfulness, by the creation of gratitude for things they do for one another. They may, of course, within certain small groups, harbour a very secretive friendship, one which is on a very deep level, and that they perhaps, in the face of this enormous opposition, as they see it, to their lifestyle, the further and further they denigrate from the main of society, the more ostracised they feel, because people look upon them either in the energy of fear, or resentment, or any number of those kinds of energies coming from them. These energies are coming from them principally because they are not noticed, so they have to do something else which will allow them to feel the energy of oneness within their group. some people may not wholly realize why you have to have the energy of gratitude. But I can tell you that physiologically it actually is very important to your survival, because it ensures that you rise in your energy, it increases the pheromonic activity, and enables you to overcome hurdles if you can see at the point of an obstacle that there will be a relationship of positivity if you overcome it. Otherwise, why would you bother? This is particularly true, of course, if you have an obstacle where you are trying to help someone else. But what of the obstacle to do with you waking up and beginning your day? In this thought and in this view, we can really understand the way in which an energy is so centrally and vitally important to how one another thinks. If you wake up, open your eyelids, and your thoughts and feelings are drawn to unresolved issues in your life, or they are brought upon events which you have a feeling of dread to face in your life, perhaps something that you have to face that day, it is going to be most important for you to try to change that energy into something of positivity. You can then feel inspiration from, if you have the ability to overcome it, to actually turn it into a positive field of events for your life.
And how would you do that?
To some people, of course, it is quite difficult. Really, it is to do with the way in which your mind works, how you sometimes, as a human being, may latch upon negative situations and events in your life, holding on to them because of the energy which they release in you. Sometimes people are unable to overcome certain obstacles in life because they are not looking at them for the very thing that they are. Is it something, for example, that is going to mean your life is brought to an end? Well, most problems aren't anything to do with the ending of your life. Therefore, that is something you can be grateful for. It is something that you can bring this energy to the surface of your life. Well, it really doesn't matter that much then, does it?
I see. So like in every negative situation, there is a positive side to it.
Absolutely so. Mm-hmm. It is only because you are drawn to look at it and perceive it as being this negative direction.
Mm. Yes, a bit like, for instance, maybe having an illness or an ailment that you get, and then you can think about, well, it's not life-threatening, and that's a positive. I'm still alive, it's not going to kill me, it's just painful or debilitating or whatever.
Yes, and in any event, if it is painful, the pain will not be there constantly. It will not be there all of the time, because you will seek medication in order to relieve it from your physical body, from your memory, perhaps, will then change.
Mm. I think love is a big one, though, isn't it? Love, when you get hurt through love, broken marriage or relationship or something like that.
Yes, quite so. Absolutely. And that is, of course, a more difficult energy to overcome, to feel as though your life can actually turn around from that form of negativity. It is really because of the fact that perhaps in the relationship you expect certain exchanges to exist between yourself and your partner. You would feel there would be this receptor, if you like, this exchange between the energies from one to another. It is as though you are appreciating each other's lives and the things that you do within your own life and for the relationship. So in a couple situation, you are looking toward one another to actually observe different things that one another gives in to that relationship, brings in as a form of energy. So the more that you do something for the partner, it is perceived as a value. Mm-hmm. Although, of course, for some, it actually becomes less of a fact if that person does not perceive it as a value, if they are no longer grateful for the things that you do for them, mm-hmm. or the things someone else does. So, of course, this also comes into the fact of family groups and how they respond perhaps to people in medical emergency situations or in any other situation of help and advice, that kind of thing. Some people cannot be bothered to do it simply because they do not see, cannot understand the energy of gratitude which enables them to feel better about themselves for having contributed. Yet alone for the energy of actually seeing that person recover from their position, from their failed position, perhaps even, although it may be an illness, or it may be something to do with financial or material gain, something else to do with the physical world. Whatever it is still that you are helping someone else. You are bringing this energy toward them in some form of focus event to help them overcome a hurdle, a specific situation.
Do you think that that is something that very often goes wrong in relationships, that one just stops the appreciation of the things that they do, that is being done for them, and that the gratitude is just gone?
Yes,
taken for granted.
Absolutely so. Yes, yes. So if you do not appreciate the energy someone is putting into that relationship, you are failing to see, failing to observe that loving energy. And what it actually means to that person who is giving it is not the same energy as the one who is receiving it. They are actually taking it as though, well, taking it as read, taking it as though it is a natural path to their rite of passage.
Yes.
Therefore, it is not actually appreciated for the context in which it is given. Now, I am well aware that in many relationships, particularly those in long-term surroundings, that there would be situations when perhaps some of the things that you do, you do not expect a thanks or an indication that the other side appreciates what you have done. That some of those things are just like the everyday situations. But then occasionally it will perhaps take you back, because the partner actually suddenly remembers and says so and intones that form of thanks for that thing that you have done. Even though all of that time that you have done that deed, shall we say it is a repetitious deed, like cooking food or something like that, I am aware that many people do not thank their partners for the things that one another does for each. And that this is really just being mindful of the way of behavior. So you can see it is so centrally important, even within a very small group, like a couple, like two people trying to live together in a harmonic, trying to find a harmonic which is of value. It may still be for some, and I do believe men are particularly good at doing this, that they actually take it for granted of many of the things that their partners may bring to them. Yes, is there something you want to ask, Finn?
You mentioned earlier on that it increases pheromonic activity when you do this sort of thing, or when you receive it.
Yes.
When you receive gratitude.
Yes, quite so. Because it raises your energy. You feel good about yourself. You actually feel enlivened by the energy exchange. That is really what I am talking of. The energy exchange is not just something which is physical, and yes, it is very physical. It is something that is not just a physical activity, but what it actually does, it invokes an energy within the heart. You would actually feel, perhaps, a raised vibration coming from your circulation that you actually feel because of your increased oxygen. Throughout your body, because your heart actually begins to beat faster because of the loving energy being given to you.
Is that why sometimes animals are used in situations?
Yes, quite so.
Taken into, you know,
into hospitals and that kind of thing. And the whole reason for this, it isn't only because of that, because sometimes having an animal in your presence, being able to stroke it,
mm-hmm.
and pat it, and
mm-hmm.
pet it, really is also, it can reduce the level of activity. It can help you to relax as well.
And lower the blood pressure.
Yes, yes. So it actually has two different effects.
Right.
It can raise the blood pressure, raise the vibrancy, and therefore, of course, the oxygen to the brain and everything else,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you become more enlivened by their presence,
mm-hmm.
which is actually what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You then become happy to see them, and that is why you are happy to see them.
And we've talked a lot about what happens when you're feeling happy and positive,
yes.
and how good that is for you.
Yes, quite so. And so you can see that this is a very physical situation. It increases this circulation. It also means that, and even that this works before you have even patted it or petted it, because it is a connotation of seeing them that you are bringing reflective memories. Oh, there's a dog, I can pat it.
Or it's coming, so the association of it, you know it's coming that day.
Yes, quite so. You feel enlivened by its presence.
Mm-hmm. That makes me think of people in voluntary workers.
Yes.
They would be getting a lot of pheromonic benefit from being a voluntary worker.
Absolutely,
shall we say.
So, yes, quite. Although I understand there are some who are doing that kind of work but are actually quite negative. But we will leave that.
Mm.
In the positive state, it is something which actually actively improves someone's equilibrium if they are doing something in a very positive and giving way. So, particularly then, as we say, if you have a job of work which is to do with the organizational benefit of you giving something or enabling someone to overcome obstacles in their life, then you are in fact bringing a great counterpoint to the negative energy they may feel in their life.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important for helping people toward their recovery, to be able to focus them away from the negative situation they may be in, and in helping them to actually overcome their inertial state by the synergy which you produce through giving this guidance.
Hmm. So carers would be in that situation.
As well.
As well as.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So people that are recovering from depression and that sort of thing, it would do them good to get involved in that sort of thing. Voluntary work, maybe. Or,
well, possibly,
you know,
so, yes.
In a giving environment like that, to maybe help them induce some pheromonic activity that is good for them.
Yes, quite so. I understand it may be difficult to do this at the outset.
Mm.
Usually because many societies do place a low value on someone giving something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually because some societies feel it depletes your worthiness if you are doing something which is unrewarded.
Mm-hmm.
For many, of course, who bring about this giving attitude, it is reward enough. They are able to help, yet alone recover some material expense for doing it.
Mm-hmm. In fact, my mother has always been involved in her church, and she likes doing the coffee mornings and that sort of thing, and the fetes and the jumble sales and organising the other things. It's all of her free time, but she gets a lot out of it socially, and because I guess she actually gains something from doing something that's helping.
Yes, that is quite true. Doing something in a helping nature like that is, however, tending to be taken for granted perhaps by some.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's all right. I will just do this
mm-hmm.
and pull all these people together and
yeah.
they will help me out of the problem, or they will rally around and support whatever cause is needed.
But that's verging on what we were talking about before, about being taken for granted as well.
Yes, and unfortunately, you will have situations where some governments will actually bring that about as a part of their reason for not actually attracting attention to a problem, because someone else will fix it. Someone else will come along with their voluntary organization and repair it.
Yes, I see. Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is a society problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Universal problem.
Yes, which can occur if the focus is not directed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean to say that one or the other is wrong or right. It is just a point of view, after all. So what of gratitude in the spiritual sense? how does it affect one? Well, I can tell you that in the spirit world, there are many who shrug away from their experiences or responsibilities they have brought about in physical reality, and it may be something which continues in the spirit world long after they have passed. Some people have attitudes which are extremely negative and which will continue in the spirit world unabated. It is quite strange that for us, when we are trying to bring help and healing to someone because of situations they cannot overcome from their physical life, perhaps because they have a broken journey or something unresolved in their life, it means that when we give them healing, we would hope that they would not necessarily appreciate the healing that has been given to them, but that at least the energy exchange raises their vibration sufficiently to enable them to help them to overcome their problems they see as being objects in front of their continued progress. We can see progress when we understand the vibration we have enabled someone to have a taste of, to view, to feel within their auric field, that enables them to want to continue that vibration, so that it has an ongoing effect. Otherwise, if you give healing to someone and that they just take it and then revert back to their negative energy, you feel you have wasted your time. And that, I understand, is something similar in the physical world. People feel as though, especially in a giving profession, that they have given their all into someone to try to help them survive or overcome a problem, and yet they cannot actually continue the energy after you have moved away from it.
That reminds me of, yes, it makes no difference whether you've been paid for the healing or whatever it is that you're giving to somebody in that instance, but if they keep coming back week after week and don't do anything for themselves and just think that every week, well, they will come there and get that from you, even though they pay for it, but don't seem to get better, that is not only disheartening, it's, well, what area would you call that?
You would feel perhaps that your energy is just purely wasted.
Well, it is, and yet it's an exchange, a monetary exchange as well, but it's deeper than that, isn't it?
Yes, quite so. But that is because the human being on the receiving end of this does not understand their responsibility into their own life. And that is really a part of what everyone needs to understand, is their relationship with their self and their duty of care for self. What it is that they actually have to bring about in order to recover themselves to a position of understanding. It is usually through gratefulness that this comes out, through this gratitude, not ingratiated gratitude, but in full face and well-being, that you would perhaps vocalize or return the energy that has been given to you. As I say, it is so important that people recognize the energy they have been given in any field or in any event. Now, this actually leads on to another thing, which is to do with the actual event of how you are grateful or how you prepare yourself to be grateful for the life that you have. How can you do that if the life you have, you feel, is unworthy or not worth living? How can you do that if you face extreme negativity, if you are in a situation of violence or desperate illness? How can you actually wake in the morning and say, I am grateful for my life, if you wake in pain? These are extremely difficult situations of comprehension, both for the physical state and for the spirit in their relationship with the physical state.
Okay. I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium McAvery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're discussing gratitude. Can you elaborate on that?
Very well, I will try. You see, there are many desperate energies which are involved in people's welfare. Some people, if they have an extreme situation, perhaps they are going through some violent illness or something to which they are not necessarily physically going to recover from. How do you bring them around to having gratitude for that illness? That is a parody in itself.
Absolutely.
What you have to do in that situation is perhaps focus that person into the loving situations in their life they have that have been revealed in that life, which come to serve that person into the whole state of their being, to bringing them into who they are at that time. It is perhaps a time when those kinds of past memories are important to return and relay to with the being, with the friend or relative or whoever it is you are trying to help. Mm-hmm. It is most important that you turn their attentions to these memories, which allow them to have an understanding of where they have been, how they have risen from situations and turn their life into something of a glory. I know this is only an intermittent situation, which then they would be returned to their fear and dread, perhaps, of the pain they are to suffer, or whatever it is. I understand, too, that in your time of life now, that pain is not something which people have to go through.
No.
Because different medications mean they are able to overcome much of the pain of the past.
Yes, and with physical pain, I think it is different in a way, because most people will say when they've been emotionally traumatized or whatever, and they are so sad that they can't really take a pill for that, and they can for pain.
Yes, that is very true. Emotional pain is something which is much harder to recover from. That is really because it is so indelibly printed within the cellular structure. It is, well, how do you take all of those cells of your memory out and clean them off the memory? Because the memory is a part of your facet of life, part of your physical incarnation, if you like.
Yes.
It is what makes you who you are. There is great difficulty here in understanding the full energies between something which you are emotionally recovering from and how you can shape your energy into giving to that person at that time. It almost seems as though you are giving to this bottomless pit. People are emotionally traumatized, of course, through others' loved ones perhaps passing to our side of life. And that is a trauma which is difficult to recover from, yet it is not insurmountable, and it is most wise that people seek help from this if they cannot cope with it on their own. It is good to have a reflective instance to turn the mirror into what they are feeling now and to actually realizing that part of that is the pain of the event of the loss, but it is also due to the fact that you feel you will never see or feel their energy again, which of course is not correct, because you will.
Well, absolutely, yes.
It is really just a matter of time that you have to cope with, that you will not perhaps feel them every day in the life as you had done, that perhaps you are even more grateful for the input that they had into your life now that they have parted from it.
And that's another area again, isn't it, that we don't tell people how much we appreciate them.
That is true. Yes, or give thanks, as I say, for their action. This is part of the gratitude of the relationship of that energy between yourself and how necessary it is to the environmental exchange you bring. But what also of the gratitude that you have, as I said before, of the life that you are leading? Perhaps, as I understand it, you may not at this moment have a particularly positive life. But I'm saying, in general, the life that you have, the being born, the very familiarity that you have of the life that you have led up to now, all of the things that you have retained in your life, you should really be truly grateful for. After all, you have been given this free will experience. Whether you contain it as being a free will experience is something you alone can ascertain for yourself. Only you can come to that conclusion. No one can bring it to you, for you, for your own benefit, for nothing, for free. It is something that you have to arrive at in your own life. Are you really truly grateful for being born when you wake up to a beautiful morning? Can you really hear the birds singing and say, thank you?
Yes, and then you look at the TV and see what sort of lives other people have in the world. And it's only at times like that when it brings it home to you that you realize it's brought back to you in full face value that you are grateful for your life. But
absolutely.
Sometimes it takes that, doesn't it?
Of course, yes. Particularly, as you say, if someone is having a negative situation, perhaps in war or something like that, some awful tragic event, then surely you must feel grateful, full gratitude for the life that you have had, that you have not had to undergo such a traumatic event yourself. Even though I understand that many people know, almost everyone knows someone who has had a tragic event, whether it is to do with a loved one in their family circle or someone that they have known, a good friend, who has passed in some tragic way. These are also issues to do with the same energy. It is a positive field that you are looking at, that we are surveying here. Gratitude is something, as I say, which at the outset may not seem to be all that it is, but that it is extremely necessary for all sections of a society or civilization to understand its full worth. That is the worth each of you put into the energy of each other's lives.
It makes me think about famine-stricken countries, you know,
yes,
that would be grateful just for some water and some rice.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that's something that we have to keep reminding ourselves, who us, we who live in the Western world, and, you know, some might have more than others, but in comparison, it's a lot, isn't it?
In comparison, even being able to walk along a street with lights upon it to help you see your way in the dark is something which many other people do not possess.
Shoes on your feet or...
Yes, quite so.
You were saying earlier on that certain cultures are more appreciative than others.
Yes, I feel that is the case. You would have perhaps one culture who are very much engaged in the pleasantries with one another. That's not to say that they are just playing lip service to it, but they actually really mean it.
Right.
You would have then a pervading sense, an auric field of harmony, which is created through this sense of giving, this real meaningful exchange of energy between people. Means you have this group specific of harmony, which is synonymous with many packs of animals in the wild and how they operate, which is actually to do with the way in which large groups or herds in the wild are able to communicate in a very giving way, even though you do not, as human beings, observe it as that. You may see a herd of wildebeest, for example, and do not actually understand they are actually communicating with one another with their nods, ticks and swishes of their tails, whatever it is, which is passing between each other. The ways in which the group form, with those upon the outside perhaps being in a protective stance in order to help the rest of the group remain in harmony and relaxed in the thing that they are doing, that they are loving best about their life, which is usually eating, actually, in the case of wildebeest.
Yes, and a lot of people I know.
Well, yes, quite so. You see, and so this is an agent of the energy of giving to one another, and that they are feeling harmonic side by side as they eat. They are having no fear from one another. Nothing is upsetting within their world, just the same as with some human groups who become most certainly harmonic within their vitality. Perhaps it is because of their common thought, a commonality between them. Religious groups, after all, harmonize very well with one another in their own specific group, but not necessarily toward other people outside of that group. In that way, they will be giving gratitude to one another's lives and for helping one another overcome problems, because usually within that kind of setting, it is what helps a society bind and become more illuminated in their field of travel, because they feel there are other people who are looking out for them too, as well as they are reciprocating with the same energy field.
Yes, but not appreciative of other people's views for their own religion and their own little group of gratitude.
Well, that is very true.
Very often.
Yes, quite so. And this also, of course, can become a problem, particularly if it becomes a volatile exchange.
Mm.
However, what we are looking at here is the positive effect of such gratitude and energy, which is released in this way of exchange to help one another to heal over times of trouble and situations, perhaps to do with loss or suffering in some way.
Mm-hmm. What happens when you see a flower, a beautiful flower with bees, butterflies on the bushes and that sort of thing, a beautiful garden, a nice vista? What actually happens to you, your auric field, your physiological state?
Yes. Actually, what happens in that situation is that the beauty that you see, that you behold, and of course it is within the eye of the beholder, no two people will react in the same way necessarily, unless you have the balance of harmony completely resolved within the thing that you have created. For example, in a garden, shall we say, or something you are just observing, as you say, within a flower. Just to do with a certain aspect of nature, what you are looking at is that you feel instant gratitude for the perfectness, the perfect state of that image you see. It is realized because when you see the image, it raises your vibration, actually raises the beauty factor you feel. You extend your aura towards that flower for being so beautiful. And it, in exchange, sends its aura to you for acknowledging it.
So we actually get something back, gratitude back from something like a flower.
Absolutely so, because you are recognizing its perfection, its fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
And its fragrance will seem more beautified because you acknowledge the beauty within it.
So something like a flower would pick up the vibration of appreciation and love that comes from you.
Yes, and it is also picking up the vibration of the breath of life you are passing toward it. Do not forget, you are breathing out chemicals and gases. Yes, I know all of that. But you are also bringing out your energy. Your auric field, as you come close to the flower, is actually exchanging with the flower's auric field, with the plant's auric field. It feels appreciated, therefore it will actually be more exuberant in its ability to produce. Now, I know that some people feel, well, that a flower will only produce for as long as it can, and then it will wither and pass away, that the plant will only depend upon the water and nutrients it has in order to survive. But that is not the only event. Plants will actually alter their stature and their nature. Their vibrancy will change if you give them the energy of love. They will feel gratitude for the energy you pass to them, because it is something very specific and something they covet. The vibrancy of a plant is not only about the environment you create for it in which to have its life, so that it feels happy and secure within that environment. It is a part of it, of course, that you bring out the right nutrients, make sure the right kind of soil or whatever it is the plant has to have for its own specific habitat that it enjoys in its native state will actually be of benefit for it, of course, but it will also have benefit of your tender, loving awareness toward it. And that in itself will actually bring gratitude from that plant for your being within its midst. It may well be that the plant will mourn and sorrow after you have departed that place.
Really?
Absolutely so. I don't want you to think that this is a personal situation, but yes, they will. They will mourn if they are discarded. They will mourn, and a plant will actually have great difficulty in recovering if they are feeling unloved.
Gosh, fancy that.
It is actually why in, shall we say, an arboretum or some other thing such as that, perhaps a gathering place where many different plants have been brought together and are all sharing each other's vibrancy. It actually means not only that they are sharing the vibrancy because of the soil type or whatever, or the environmental conditions that have been brought to it to enable it to be happy and content. It is also to do with the work, the very diligence of the people who are there. That is why, really, to do a specific task, perhaps around plants, you actually need a certain kind of vibrancy and energy yourself.
To get the reaction from the plants?
Yes.
How interesting. So what about hugging trees? What happens, well, both ways, what happens, what does the tree feel? Is the tree grateful that you're hugging it?
It is grateful that you are hugging it if you are truly grateful for it being there.
Okay.
If you are going through the motions, it won't feel anything at all. If you are truly coming toward a tree and you are marveling at how beautiful it is, how graceful its branches, perhaps you are marveling at it because it has been tended well. Does that mean to say that a tree that has been tended well receives greater gratitude for it being there than one which has been abandoned, perhaps, then is feeling sorry for itself? Of course, it is important then that if you see a tree which has been limbed in some drastic way and it is feeling unwell through that practice, you need to exchange your energy toward it to help it recover.
Give it healing, almost.
Yes, absolutely so, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the exchange of the presence? It really is to do with the energy vibrancy which you give to it for being there. You are thanking it, you are giving your gratitude energy toward it, and you are enabling that tree to understand the gift it has been given, that of your energy.
And anybody can do that.
And anyone can do that.
Mm. What do we get back? Do we get gratitude from a tree?
Well, yes, absolutely so, because what you actually get is it will become more and more vibrant the more attention it receives. That doesn't mean to say that it is sapping attention from you.
No.
But that if you are giving it freely and through free will of the loving well within you, then it will actually respond to that.
And what about people that hug a tree because they want to gain some of the energy from the tree? Some of the vibrancy and the energy from the tree to make them feel grounded, and you hear of this quite
a
lot.
Yes, yes, quite so, yes. That really is because they are wanting to feel grounded to the earth. The first obvious thing is to hug a tree because it is depicted as an appendage of the earth.
Yes, so that's, but that's not,
but
a
not
very,
a being in its own right.
No, but that's not a very appreciative way of reacting towards a tree then, is it?
If you are wanting to be appreciative of the earth, then hug the earth. I know it is maybe difficult to do that. You can do that by lying on your stomach and actually giving thanks for being there, for supporting you. After all, if it wasn't for the earth, you would not be there at all, having a physical existence.
And what does the earth feel when you do that, if you're doing it genuinely?
If you are feeling and doing it in a very genuine way, you are giving thanks to the earth. Then you are actually raising your vibration in union with the earth, which the earth will respond to, or actually will send the energy to respond to.
Okay.
And it will do this in a way that you may not ever notice. What will actually happen is that after you have done that, you may well feel better about yourself for having done it. Usually the earth responds within 3 or 4 seconds. Of you giving thanks for it.
Native Americans used to have a lot of rituals and that sort of thing to do with that, didn't they?
Yes.
Ways of
absolutely
thanking Mother
so.
Earth and praising
absolutely
Mother Earth.
So, yes. And it is so vitally important, you see. It isn't to say then that the only way that you can give thanks to Mother Earth is to lie flat on your stomach and thank it. This is, of course, can be a ritualistic, traditional experience. It may be you think of a prayer, and do not forget that a prayer is just an invocation. It is you talking with God, with is. You are bringing your self-vibration into the reflexive, the very reflexive situation of exchange of energy between yourself and the creative force of all things.
Yes.
You are doing this in a moment of absolute bliss, perhaps. Or perhaps you are doing it in a state of negativity. Well, in that case, do not do it. You need to be prepared to communicate with creation in order to bring about some kind of positive exchange. So, first of all, you must say that you are grateful for everything being given to you. For every breath of life you take, you owe to the creation of the universe for giving you this opportunity of light and of being able to perceive. If you are bringing yourself to this moment and you are saying, I am grateful to everything you have done for me, for every moment of my life, I am eternally thankful for those things, even those negative things which have made me feel bad inside. I am grateful for those too, because they have been healed from me, because I feel my energy is restored at this moment of union with you. It is a very precious time and a sacred time for you to reveal your true identity of self to creation. A moment of intense gratitude can come from this, in which you give thanks. Seems such a small word. To be able to give something of your energy back to creation which has given you so much. Even though you may not appreciate every moment of your day you have spent in toil, or every moment of your day you have spent in inspiration, brought to the folds of your life for you to focus upon the reality which you may create for others through that exchange. This may bring you into a state of bliss and harmony. It may bring you into a state of absolute purity for a few moments whilst you are bringing about this prayer, whilst you are talking to creation, to Mother Earth, to whoever it is, whoever you aspire to connect to. Connect to it and mean it. If you wish to aspire to connect to angels, so be it. If it moves you that much to inspire you to greater things, it is a knowledge and a thought and a reason for being utmost high in the minds of anyone. If you come to do something for someone else, which is a selfless act, are you really doing it for the right motivations? Of course, if you are reacting to a situation which you are presented and you can see a positive recovery, you must help that person and do all that you can. Too many people pass by and turn away. Too many people do not want to be involved because it hurts them, because they feel their energy is only for their own life. Perhaps because they feel unworthy, or they feel they do not have enough energy to give to someone else. Be aware that whatever you give, yes, it may come back in thanks, it may not. Does that mean to say your energy has any lesser worth because they do not regard your energy with the same love with which you give it? Matters not. What matters is the giving of the love you send away from you. That is the most important element of your life you can make. So if you have gratitude in your heart for those situations brought to you, you may help someone else in need, you may help an animal in need, you may help a part of your planet to survive in greater harmony because of your presence. That is something which your planet will give back to you in gratitude and thanks. You may not realize it yourself, my dears, but it will, and it does, every moment of your day, every time you bring this energy of release to bringing something positive into the life, is a blessing to everyone.
Thank you, Gregory. That's been wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm sure everybody's going to be getting a lot from this show.
My thanks and my entire gratitude, my friend.
God bless.
God bless.
And I'd just like to mention that our website is www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more about us. As well as the Spirit's Work radio show on bbsradio.com on Mondays and Thursdays, we have the Spirit Teaching radio show on artistfirst.com on Tuesdays. Details are also on our site. And we hope you've enjoyed the show, and I'd like to say thank you so much for listening. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.